With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
He's former Houston Dynamo Chris Wondolowski this past weekend with four goals against the Chicago Fire, smashed the regular season goal scoring record to become the all-time leading goal scorer in Major League Soccer, now sitting on 148, besting the record by Landon Donovan. We caught up with Chris Wondolowski earlier today. So Chris, early years of Major League Soccer, not getting a lot of opportunity. How much did you have to rely on your own self-belief?
I think that played a big factor. But that being said, I think it was just an amazing locker room with the Houston Dynamo and all those guys. You know, get to learn from some of the best of Brian Ching and Dwayne De Rosario and Brian Mullen and, guys like that really helped teach and pave the way for me and helped me understand to be a pro both on and off the field.
And I remember you after training sessions also with John Spencer and continually working on, finishing and different things that a striker needs to do. Plus, I saw you banging a lot of goals in the reserve league, so it's not like this just fell in your lap. You earned this.
Oh, thank you. There was a lot of hours, and there was a lot of people I have to thank. I think John Spencer played such an important role in everything and, taught me a lot of his, a lot of the craft and what it takes to be a striker. And there were definitely a lot of hours that, put in on the field and working after training and things of that nature. And so it's makes it that much more enjoyable to finally get it done.
He's Chris Wondolowski. He's Major League Soccer's all-time leading goal scorer. How about 148 goals in 338 games? Absolutely remarkable. Double-digit goals 9 seasons in a row. Also remarkable. Look, I've seen very talented, hardworking players never get an opportunity in the early years of their career, and then they drift away and you never hear from them again. What kept you going? What kept you going as far as training like a first-team player to be prepared for that opportunity?
I think I'm a very competitive person, and once I got out there on the field, I wanted to win. I wanted to help the team any way I can, and felt that, especially being a striker, scoring goals is one way to do that, and so you just always have to, keep developing your trade, whatever it is, and try to get better at the things that you do well and also improve the things that, aren't necessarily, your strengths. And again, I think a lot of it is the guys that I learned from early in my career of what it takes to be a professional, how to grind it in every day. And it's not always going to be easy, but it's something that, it is enjoyable when it does happen.
So I hear all the ways of describing Chris Wondolowski, and there's been a lot of great commentary out there from a lot of people, your ex-teammates, talking about your hunger, your insatiable desire to score goals, your movement, that you're never idle. I think that was one from Matt Beisler, an opponent. Others talking about your timing and outthinking opponents. This innate ability to know where the ball is ultimately going to be and meet it there inside a penalty area, how do you describe that?
Yeah, I think that, I definitely do work on that. I study the game. I love watching different games and different strikers, especially ones that try to think their way through the game. And also, it's kind of knowing your teammates. And I've had some fortunate enough to have some great teammates and able to put the ball in extremely, dangerous areas. And so I usually know their tendencies. If they're wider on the field, I know that it ends up kind of going to the near post, or if they're, get down to the byline, and sometimes they like to chip it back post. And so it's kind of knowing my teammates and then also just trying to find the space, if there is space in the penalty area, and just trying to exploit it any way you can.
Chris, were there games when you looked at defenders? Because what I always loved about you, and there is a statistic out there of how many goals you scored late in matches, I think 23% came in the 76th to 90th minute, which tells me your attitude is insatiable at that point of the game as is in the first minute to score goals. Did you ever have games where more mentally, because you didn't let down and you kept finishing runs, that you felt you were winning the mental game over defenders.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that it's a big part of my game. I'm never been the fastest or strongest, but I do have a pretty good endurance. And so I always feel that I can keep going. And so sometimes I enjoy looking up there and seeing it's the 80th minute and seeing, you know, a defender hunched over. And sometimes that gives me the confidence where, okay, I got him now. I can make, you know, just continue to make these extra runs, and he's not going to stay with you that one time. And more often than not, that one time that you don't follow a runner or you don't track back is when it falls or when the rebound comes to you.
He's Chris Wondolowski. He is now Major League Soccer's all-time leading goal scorer. Now, I got to talk about your personality, because the first time I met you as a young guy in Houston years ago, you're no different now, which is a wonderful thing. But your personality is kind of polar opposite to these, you know, bravado type forwards, who, you know, the Zlatans of the world and the guys that, you know, have these sort of personalities that are very, very different to your very humble personality. And now I see you roar after you score goals, but where does the humility and kind of that humble nature come from?
I don't know. I mean, I think that my parents, you know, did a good job of raising me and always trying to be kind and, you know, polite, and being manners being a very important factor in growing up. And try passing that down to my kids as well, because I do believe that manners and being polite goes a long way. And to be honest, I think that, you know, just being the team, you know, wanting the team to win, and it's something that, you know, I was able to learn in college and things of that nature. It's helped me, and it's helped me, you know, stay on teams. It's helped me, you know, get a roster spot. And, you know, I think that, you know, once you see how you can help a team, even when you're on the bench, it's contagious. And so I think that it's helped me, you know, the road that I've taken has helped me, I think, become the person I am and the player I am. And so I think it is all intertwined.
Chris, you spoke about, and this is a great one for young players, you spoke about finishing runs. Now, we saw in Houston the other night Tommy McNamara finish a run and believe the ball was going to be there. You are a firm believer in finishing runs. Just take us through that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that, especially being a striker, you have to be the ever optimist, and you have to believe that the ball is going to get there. And it's not always easy, because you have to make that 10 extra yards of a run. And, you know, majority of the time, you know, 99 times, the ball's not going to get there, and you have to run those 10 extra yards back. But that one time it does get there, it makes it all worth it. And it, I don't know, I'm a strong believer of that. You have to be, you know, just an absolute optimist. You always have to believe that ball is coming to you. And if you do believe it, sometimes it does come.
Chris, Craig Weibel had a great quote about you. He said he's not camera hungry, which, you know, in this day and age, everybody's got something to sell. Everybody's, you know, taking shots of themselves. Why has the social media side and all that stuff not really appealed to you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I actually am. Not a fan of it. You know, just, I don't understand, you know, just having a picture by yourself. You know, it's, I don't know. I really do believe that the team is such an important play. And I think a lot of it is my game. You know, I'm not going to dribble past players. I'm not going to, you know, beat guys by myself. I need my teammates to help me and to help me score, and I wouldn't have it without them. And so I think that's why I do enjoy, you know, having the credit with them.
Chris Wondolowski, San Jose Earthquakes, former Houston Dynamo. You got to know him down here in Houston in the early years, 2006, 7, 8. These were the years Wando was here. 2009, you get traded to San Jose. What are you thinking about when that happens? You know, is this maybe now my breakthrough here to get more minutes?
Yeah, I mean, you know, San Jose was, you know, still a new team. They, you know, renamed and came back in 2008. And so they were struggling in 2009. And, you know, I was very unfortunate, you know, very, you know, a mixed reviews. You know, I was bummed that I was leaving Houston. I absolutely loved my time there. I loved the locker room. I loved Dominic Kinnear, and I thought he was such a great coach. But I also did think that, yeah, this is my shot to actually, you know, earn minutes and, you know, show what I can do out there. And so it was exciting. I am very grateful for Dominic to take me back to my hometown as well, which is just having that comfortability and having friends and family in the crowd, it's definitely been a huge benefit.
Tell us about your coaches and your career and what they meant to you, starting with Dom.
Oh, I can't do it without them. I'm so grateful for all the coaches that they've played a role. You know, Dominic Kinnear, John Spencer, especially a lot of the assistant coaches who've helped me, especially after training with finishing, you know, like a John Spencer, Frank Yallop, who traded for me and really gave me my shot. And he just really had the, was able to give me the belief in that, in myself, and really helped me. And so grateful for Frank Yallop and Ian Russell and Steve Ralston, guys like that have really helped me and benefited me throughout this whole time. And now Matias Almeida, I think, has really reignited a passion and a fire in me, and you know, it's made the game enjoyable, and it's fun again. And I appreciate him as well and this coaching staff.
Yeah, that's a real interesting one, and I like the fact that he's in Major League Soccer with you now. What is it about Matias that's kind of sparking your interest and kind of getting you to look at the game differently as a striker?
I love his just outlook on it, you know, and his philosophy of the game. He's kind of an old-school guy where he wants everyone to work hard, and he holds everyone accountable. It doesn't matter if you're the first guy on the roster or the 28th guy on the roster. He looks at you the same and gives you the exact same respect. But at the same time, he wants you to enjoy the game. He mentions it so often. It's a game. He'll want you to enjoy it. Go out there. Try things. Try different moves. Try to dribble a guy. And if you lose it, no problem. But you better be running back. You better be working back to help out. And everyone has the role on this team. And, you know, you just execute your role as well as you can do. And it's kind of refreshing, and it's great to have.
Chris, did Landon Donovan reach out to you at all?
He did. Sent me a great message, also sent me a text message, and, you know, kind of text back and forth, and, you know, great guy, great message, and love what he said to me, and I still consider him the greatest U.S. of all time, and so it's kind of surreal to be, you know, mentioned with him.
Yeah, I had a feeling he had reached out to you. Chris Wondolowski joining us here. Last question before we let you go. Chris, how long do you want to keep playing? Obviously, you banked in 4 goals against Chicago, so I would say keep playing.
Yeah, I mean, right now it's so much fun, and I am just going to enjoy this year and just kind of reevaluate, talk with family, even the coach and everything, see how my body hangs up, you know, holds up. And right now it's, you know, I feel healthy, I feel strong, feel fit, so... not exactly sure, you know, maybe try to push for one more. Maybe this could be the last year. Not exactly 100% sure right now.
Now, the way you play the game with your constant movement, do you think that's helped you avoid injury during your career?
Absolutely. I really do. I think that, you know, it's helped me a lot. You know, it's always trying to move, trying to stay away from the defenders. A lot of these guys, been fortunate enough to play with them, and they've helped me along the way with like Steven Lenhardt or Alan Gordon. They like banging into the defenders, and you know, I'm kind of the opposite. I'm trying to stay away from these guys. They're big and strong. You know, I think Eddie Robinson taught me that lesson early. Stay away from them.
I love it. Listen, Chris, thank you so much. There's a lot of people down here in Houston very, very excited about what you have done and what you've done in your career. And one of the first things they always say is they compliment you as a human being, which goes along great with being a guy who has scored 148 goals. It doesn't get much better than that. Thank you so much for coming on the program.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, and thank you for all you guys do.
All right, Chris, best of luck.
Thanks.
So that was a very humble Chris Wondolowski, and we really thank him for his time. I would imagine his media requests right now just through the roof.